components of the increase. Just a quick review, the overall increase in the university's budget over the last 5 years, overall this is a 32% increase in the budget in 5 years. And of the components of the, we've talked about restricted and unrestricted funds, the increase is about 40% in restricted funds and about 22 or 23% increase in unrestricted funds over that 5 year period. If we look at just the key components to the and let's go right to the restricted, unrestricted, the key components of the increase in the unrestricted funds, the biggest component of the unrestricted funds increase is coming from tuition. Tuition is increasing approximately $70 million from $78 million from fiscal 2009. Tuition over the past 5 years, as we've talked about before, has increased 50% over 5 years. The other portion of the unrestricted funds, there is essentially, as we've talked about, the appropriation for the state appropriation is flat between 2009 and 2010. There is no increase, but over the past, on a gross basis, the increase in the appropriation has been approximately 7% increase in the appropriation. The last piece of growth is in the in unrestricted funds is associated with what we call our institutional funds again. That increase is primarily driven by the increase in the ICR, indirect cost recoveries, again coming from the direct benefit of the research and the increase in research and pushing for that increase. So overall, the increase in unrestricted funds from 2009 to 2010, an 8.8% increase in those numbers. The major move in the budget is in the restricted funds. The major increase is a 14.1% increase between 2009 and 2010. The major components of the restricted funds increase are coming payments on behalf, increasing $161 million. That's the yellow at the bottom is payments on behalf. Again, this is the dollars that are associated with paying for pension and health care for university employees, driven by actual costs expected, you know, for the fiscal year. The rest of the restricted cost increases, the major increase in research, the sponsored projects represented up there, an $85 million increase in research sponsored projects, again driven by the economic stimulus dollars. The other major drivers of the restricted fund components are coming from the auxiliaries, $51 million increase in auxiliaries, again driven by the enterprises, by the rates and charges that are charged by the auxiliary operations to cover their costs associated there. Some of the other costs that are, of course, increasing is the hospital and the medical service plan. Again, volume is driving those increases. So overall, we're looking at a budget increase for between 2009 and 2010, about 11.9% overall, about a $500 million increase in the overall budget for the university. Again, I think try to keep it. This is going to be item number 8, and this is presented in support of item number 8 on the roll call agenda, and we respectfully request your approval of the budget. The second presentation is in support of item number 9 on the roll call agenda. This is a protocol that the board has historically approved. It is our request to IBHE for the 2011 budget. The 2011 budget, the process is we basically go through this process. We have an ask for both operating and capital dollars in the 2011 state budget. This is delivered on to IBHE after consideration by the board, and the IBHE takes it into consideration and basically moves this on to the governor's office for consideration in the 2011 state budget. There's two pieces to it. One is an operating request. This has all been gone over with the campuses over and over, and we're making a total request of $97 million on the operating side. Three-quarters of that really is driven towards strengthening academic quality and maintaining academic quality of the university. $48 million, or roughly half of the request, is basically a 3% compensation package for university employees. That's the request that we're making. There are $30 million of requests for strategic initiatives, interdisciplinary initiatives that the campuses have put together. And again, all of this is detailed. There's a line green book in your packet that basically this is a summary of as far as the 2011 request. We have $14 million requests for what we call O&M needs. We have new facilities coming online. We need some operating costs associated with those new facilities coming online. We're making some requests with regard to our need for some assistance in our infrastructure, our utility infrastructure at the campuses. There has been a report put out that's looking at the significant investments that's needed in our infrastructure, utility infrastructure at the campuses. We're making a request for that. Again, I've referred to these other costs, these inflationary costs, keeping up with costs, the payroll costs and library costs, technology cost increases. So an overall request of an operating request, incremental request of $97 million. We also make separate requests for the hospital and for the medical center. We make a request there, and we also make a request to support our medical professional liability insurance, $10 million there. Those are also separate requests made on the operating side. The last slide. We also make a capital request. This is a fairly looks new from the prior year because many of the top items that were on the this list last year have moved on to the capital bill, including Lincoln Hall. It was a perennial up in the request, and that has moved on to the capital bill. The request here has a heavy request for deferred maintenance for renovation, repair and renovation, a $60 million request across the campuses. This is probably twice the size of more than twice the size of our request in prior years. We have significant needs there. Some of the top requests are as additional money for the Advanced Chemical Technology Building in Chicago, a need there. The pharmacy renovation of the pharmacy building in Chicago is a key need in Chicago. In Urbana and in here in Springfield, the library upgrades are the key request, are the priority request on the capital list. It's a rather robust request for capital going forward, but again, this is the second piece to our request through IBHE and on to the governor's office. So. Again, respectfully request approval of this from the board to pass this on to IBHE.
Thank you, Walt. Are there questions from trustees?
One clarification, Walt. Mm-hmm. For the $15.5 million being requested for the Illinois Bill of Health, where does that fall in here?
It's not in there. It's a separate request. It's in that green book, but it's that's an additional. These two at the bottom are an additional request.
How do we request that?
Well, through this document. This is essentially what will be forwarded to IBHE, and it basically contains those two at the bottom. It has the it's contained therein.
Well, what is included in the hospital modernization phase one request? What will that cover?
A lot of this is basically the engineering costs associated with design costs, engineering costs associated with that.
Development costs.
Yeah, development costs associated with that. To be distinguished from the conversation we had earlier, we are on a separate mission to go and finance $40 to $45 million that I talked about earlier, which is basically renovations for what I would call almost emergency needs at the hospital. So this is a grander plan associated with the hospital and the medical center.
Thank you.
Carlos, did you have?
Yeah. How much did we ask for last year in capital? And how much did we receive in capital last year?
Last year's capital request is probably in the vicinity of $250 million, I'm sorry, it was probably twice that much.
Yeah.
And we got $250 million in the capital bill. If you added up our pieces in the capital bill, we got $250 million. The big piece being Lincoln Hall is the one that's in the...
Well, it's in the capital bill, but we haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
No money.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
There is a distinction.
That's a common phrase today.
I mean, the fact of life, the bill has not been funded.
Yes. Walt, we've had this conversation before. I understand this is a preliminary request as to what our budget needs are for the coming year, but we all realize what we heard earlier this morning about the economy and the financial situation that we're facing, and I know that while we are thinking about these progressive moves to further strengthen us, we also have to be thinking pragmatically about areas that we're going to have to probably control costs to make the whole thing balance, because the revenue side of our expectations is at risk. And I know you're thinking about that. I'm not criticizing. I'm just reinforcing that I think we have to make sure that we're responsibly thinking about the overall mission of the university and the areas that we're trying to deliver on, and making sure that we reinforce financially those areas that are most important to us, and then maybe considering some things that we're doing that we can't afford to continue to do. That's always tough, but in these economic times, we have to think about that.
Yes, sir. And this exercise is we have to ask is essentially what and see what results, but we have to keep asking.
Yeah, Trustee McMillan, let me say directly in response to your comment that of course you're completely right. Already this year we, as you know, held back $20 million out of concern that, like last year, it's money that won't materialize. And so that imposes cost disciplines on our organization. And Stan and I have just put out to the entire university this $45 million holdback directive, which is also having exactly the effect that you are urging on us. And then if you don't mind my saying, Stan has taken the initiative and asked me to work with him on an effort that will be communicated soon to really get some traction on work that has been done, led by Avijit Ghosh at my request, to reduce our administrative costs by a lot over the next several years, while maintaining the expected level of quality, which is very, very difficult. But there's no doubt we have to do it. We're doing this because it's the right and necessary thing to do, but we're also doing it because, as Vice President Norris said this morning at the end of his presentation, I think the next 2 years are going to see both more cost reduction than anybody really expects, and unfortunately, unless things turn around for this state in a way that's sort of hard to imagine, larger tuition and fee increases than anybody wants, and that's ultimately up to this board. But very quickly, the board is going to address this difficult matter of how do we ensure the quality of the University of Illinois, even while reducing costs substantially. And at the academic core, without proper state support, we only have one other place to turn. So I think it's going to be very difficult. And I mean, let's be direct. We're really doing our best to set the stage for all the above, which we believe is going to be necessary. But ultimately, that will be up to the board. Yeah. Final thing I want to say with regard to the BHE request, there was a time, probably a decade ago, when this exercise really was important in terms of getting in the queue, yeah, to get support from the state. Today, I think the purpose of this exercise, and it's not just an exercise, it's twofold. One, we are told lay out the resource requirements which, in your best judgment, are needed to maintain the quality of the University of Illinois. And the second thing is, we are usually told, and I think it's correct,